Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio, or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com, along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. We hope you are having a great holiday weekend. And for the show today, we have a special Winning Ways presentation for you as we look back at three of the season's winners, Pat Schlopper from the Sabine River, Paul Marks from Hartwell, and in the opening segment, young Tucker Smith, who got the dub at Lake Fork in a massive meat fest. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, 13 Fishing rods and reels, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives, and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat, and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Welcome to Minnow King, how can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City freeloader and gizzard shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Oh, man, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, as we bring you our special Winning Ways holiday show. And we're looking at some of the winners from earlier this season. And how about Lake Fork, where Tucker Smith got it done with over 127 pounds of fish? Here was my discussion with Tucker Smith. Tuck, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about Championship Sunday a little bit, because you showed some versatility. You're not versatile. I mean, you can't win as much as you have won without having versatility. As much as the muckety mucks out there want to be talking about, you know, the forward facing and all of this kind of stuff, and yep, just constantly complaining, you know, about that.
Yep.
We're getting off to a little bit of a slow start. You saw the birds working somewhere near shore, went over there and threw a swim jig and caught a 6+, right? I mean, you know, that's a nice way to get the day going.
Heck yeah. No, it's been a cool year so far. And I think, what was it, St. John's, I caught some without live scope. And then as well as the Pasquotank River, I caught all my fish without live scope. Mm-hmm. I caught them all on a swim jig, and I had a really good finish there. So it's cool to be able to do both. But, yeah, I definitely like to use my forward facing. It makes you more efficient, makes you, you know, shows you what's actually in the lake. And,
yeah,
it you know, you can do a lot more things with it. And break down a lake a lot better. So, but yeah, it was a lot of fun, and just being able to be there with my friend. You know, me and Paul are both pretty good with our electronics, and it's something that we like to do a lot. And it's definitely fun traveling around with our buddies around the whole country and doing that. So it's cool.
Tucker Smith with us here, coming off his victory at the Tackle Warehouse Bassmaster Elite at Lake Fork, the Century Belt as well, which is obviously something that everybody wants to grab a hold of. Everybody in the top 10 snagged one of those. Paul seemed pretty excited about getting a belt. I mean, what about you? You feel good about getting one of those when you'll get the official one at the Classic in Knoxville next March. But is that kind of cool to not your first Century Belt?
Oh, I was pumped. It was sick for sure. I think that's a huge milestone. And you know, it's tough to get one of those belts. There's not many tournaments that you can have a 25-pound day average.
Yeah.
And just to be able to get one of those is unbelievable. But like I was going to say, the last question too, the morning of, I was pulling up to scan a place and I actually saw some birds on a shad spawn, like you were saying, and I pulled out a swim jig and caught one over 6 pounds. And then it was really cool. Went to my next spot and I couldn't get those fish to bite. So I ended up picking up a 3/4 ounce football jig and catching one almost 7 pounds. And I ended up catching a few more on the football jig as well throughout the day, but I kind of switched it up back and forth through baits, but it was a really, really cool event.
You know, there was this guy by the name of Kevin Van Dam. You might have heard of him. He wrote an interesting article back 5 years ago when Forward Facing was first coming out, and it was really fascinating because his experience is similar to mine, not in terms of fishing ability, but in terms of the technology. And he was talking about having the first flasher on his boat, and it was just a flasher in the cockpit. And then somebody had this brilliant idea of putting a transducer on the trolling motor so you could see well up there where you were fishing too. And it was just a flasher, and people were like, oh, do you really need to have two flashers on your boat? And then the next thing you know, they had paper graphs, and then it was 2005 that side scan came out. And that was when I moved to North Alabama, and guys immediately began side scanning the river, Gunnersville, and all of a sudden, we were all fishing a ledge that we didn't even know hardly existed, and because of side scan. So the technology thing keeps coming. I mean, there's no doubt about it, but you still got to be able to fish. You still got to be able to catch them. And I think that's what's lost on a lot of people. I think a bigger deal is all this high school and college fishing, which you were a champion at those levels. So now this is the natural progression. We're going to have a bunch of guys in their 20s winning tournaments because they've been fishing these kind of tournaments for 8-10 years already.
Exactly. It's just like baseball. It's just like motocross. There's always going to be younger guys coming into the game that are better, and not necessarily better, but, they're hot on the trail,
Right.
They're catching them, or they're doing really good. There's new people getting drafted, and it's crazy to see. It's all in different sports as well. As like you were saying with side scan, Kevin Van Dam was kicking everybody's butt for 10 years. Every time there was a ledge tournament, he was kicking everybody's butt with a crankbait and side scan. And, a lot of people didn't know what was going on back then with the side scan, but it was the best way to catch them. And I feel like that's how technology advances.
Yeah, and they referred then, and this was 5 years ago when he wrote that article, he referred to 360 as forward facing, and which it really was. It was the first time we were able to look out in front of the boat, it wasn't live, but it was like 10 seconds, it wasn't like it was, happened a half an hour ago. Tucker Smith with us here off his win. I always thought it was fascinating. NASCAR, I mean, Dale Earnhardt was 29 when he won his first championship. Jeff Gordon was 24. Tiger Woods, won at age 20. Arnold Palmer didn't win a Masters until he was 27, 28 years old. This has been a natural progression of all other professional sports. And if we want this to be a professional sport, which everybody seems to want, well, this is what's going to happen. Guys are going to come right out of college, and they're going to be ready to go. And at a young age, you don't have to wait until you're 33, 34 years old to start fishing professionally.
Yeah, and Jordan Lee as well. I think what was his first classic win?
He was 23.
I think he was.
And went back to back. Right out of Auburn. It's okay.
Wasn't a player back then either.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
No, he left the door open with the 21-pound bag on the final day. What was your thought process in terms of felt like you needed on Championship Sunday to have a shot?
I felt like I needed 40 pounds for sure.
Oh, my gosh, really?
I did.
So you didn't think you had won when you cut? Because you knew what you had, but they weren't sharing with you, what everybody else had. So you came in thinking, top three, maybe I get on Bassmaster Radio again, maybe.
Yeah, I was thinking top three. I wasn't thinking I won. Such a lead. He had 8-pound lead on me.
Yeah.
So I was like, he had 30 pounds plus every single day. I was like, he's going to definitely catch 30 pounds again, and I'm going to have 40 to win. So I had no idea. It was like such a shock to me when I got back and they told me that I had won when I weighed in. So it was unreal.
Yeah. Well, it is. Now, 3-pounder, you got to be pretty jacked up, right?
Yep. I'm looking for, honestly, it's so tough this week. I'm just going to looking for a limit, honestly, right now. But, yeah, 2-pounder's a good, really good one out here, and a 3-pounder's a giant. So it's definitely a different change of pace. I wish we would have gone here before Lake Fork because it would have been a better build-up.
Yeah, I would imagine it took some time doing the tackle and getting it ready coming off a Sunday night after you drove over there because it's a total different animal in terms of you know, what kind of tackle you'll be using, obviously, there.
For sure, definitely. I had to train a bunch and rig up a whole bunch of different things, and I had to turn the forward-facing sonar off.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's the challenge, though, right? I mean, you got to love that, going from Hartwell to Fork to Sabine.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to be doing most of the week.
Stroking a jig, man. I mean, that's good stuff, too, and you've won a lot of different ways. You're a rookie on the elites, but you're not a rookie to tournament fishing. That is for sure, man. So, well, I appreciate you doing this. I know it's a late night to snag you, but I'm glad that you did this. And, you know, probably going to be bugging you again, you know, sometime before the end of the season. Top three, you know, you got a half a season to go yet.
That would be fine with me. That would be fine with me.
All right, man.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
That was our conversation with young Tucker Smith, who got the victory at Lake Fork with over 127 pounds in that deal, just edging really by about a pound his roommate, Paul Marks. And Tucker Smith and Paul Marks are both going to be guys that are hanging around for a long time. By the way, third in that tournament was Trey McKinney. So there you go. There's a trifecta of young studs that we're going to be talking about for a long time on the Elite Series. Now, speaking of Paul Marks, let's go back to Hartwell, all right, because that's where Paul Marks got the victory, and Tucker Smith was second to Paul Marks in that tournament. We'll have that coming up next, right here on a special edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Our special holiday winning ways show will continue now with Paul Marks, who got the victory by about a pound over his good buddy Tucker Smith at Hartwell. This was my discussion with Paul Marks. Paul, congratulations on the win. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate it. I'm doing good. Thanks for having me back so quick.
Yeah, well, I think when we talked to you last fall, you talked about this one here at Hartwell and kind of just circling it a little bit, knowing that it was, not too far from the house. And this was one that you were kind of pointing towards all along, right?
Yes, sir, for sure. It's I haven't spent a ton of time out there, but it's very similar to my home Lake Lanier. So, yep, definitely circled it. And then when the schedule popped out and I qualified, so it's crazy. Everything worked out. Never expected to.
Yeah.
Once, started practice.
Yeah, and you started out working some largemouth, right? I mean, you had almost 20 pounds on day one, but you started out searching for those largemouth a little bit before settling in on spots, correct?
Yeah, well, I think I had 16 pounds or something that morning pretty early of all spots, and then went and caught two bedfish, a 5-pounder and a 3.5, and that jumped me up to 19-something. So after that, I just looked the rest of the day, ended up finding another real big one, couldn't get it to bite, and then the rest of the week, I ran spotted bass, and once I'd get a good limit, I'd go look and just never ran into another largemouth, but worked out for me.
Oh, so it wasn't that you abandoned the shallow bite, it just you just couldn't get any of them to fire?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I just never ran into any that were really locked on and catchable for me. I mean, I'm sure some other guys could have caught them, but I'm not really a bed fishing person, so.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the technique that you used with the Zoom Fluke Stick. I mean, you rigged it weightless and you rigged it on a shaky head. Talk about that and how that worked out.
Yeah, for sure. So in the mornings, there's a little bit of a herring spawn going on every day. And I would throw that weightless one around. I was just reeling it real subtle, which is a little bit different than most blueback herring fishing and, years past and stuff. But it seems like they've got so educated and so smart, you got to do something a little different. So I was just reeling it with zero action, trying to get it to swim as straight as it could. And I was catching a few of my key fish every morning on that I brought to the scale. So that worked out really good. And then after the morning herring spawn bite, I would back off a little bit, caught them anywhere from 5 to 35 foot, 30 foot on the shaky head with the same Fluke Stick Junior on there, a natural shad.
Now, was that a, obviously using the forward-facing sonar on that, was that you were hovering it with that shaky head, or were you letting it go all the way to the bottom?
I was just throwing it out there. Most of them eat it before you get to the bottom, but some of them would follow it all the way down and eat it down there sitting on the bottom.
Yeah, and a very similar technique, obviously, that you would use at Lanier, I would think.
Yeah, it was something I kind of figured out in practice. Like later in the day, that thing just looked like a dying herring or something out there, and it was just the only way to really get bit once they stop coming up, hitting topwater, or coming up and, it's schooling and up there shallow in the mornings on herring spawn.
Talk about that super fluke that you threw out there as well. I know you didn't catch a lot on it, but, interesting firing that out there in that chartreuse color.
Oh, yeah, that chartreuse color is real good, early in the morning or if you have a cloudy day, it just really pops to them. I might have weighed one the first day on it. I can't really remember. Caught so many of those first couple of days, but it's good bait as well. It just seemed a lot of people were throwing that bait too, and just that Fluke Stick Junior and the natural shad, which is just more subtle and more natural, and it got more bites for me in that tournament.
Paul Marks with us here, coming off of his victory in this Whataburger Bassmaster Elite at Lake Hartwell. Now, I understand it, you room on the road with our second place finisher, who we just finished up with, Tucker Smith. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right. So talk a little bit about that dynamic, because I found it very interesting to hear some guys earlier this week kind of talking about
you know, the whole information thing, you know, which is limited to outside information. But, you know, guys that are competitors can talk amongst themselves. And guys have done this for years, traveled together and kind of worked as a team and so on and so forth. We have seen this for a long, long time. Talk about how you guys manage that in terms of the kind of information that you share amongst yourselves.
It's cool. You know, me and Tucker have been like best friends for the last couple of years, and we traveled together all last year in the Opens and helped each other out. And we just, we feel like we can break down the water a lot quicker. So,
and then, you know, that's something that would never go away. I wouldn't think. I mean, you think about the Johnson brothers and you think about other alliances, you know, between guys and so on. You know, I wouldn't think, I don't know how they would police that if they did try to do anything with that. It doesn't make any sense. And
there's already so many rules, and I mean, our household, you know, me, Emil, Andrew Loberg, and Tucker, we're all scared to death of it. Seems like nowadays there's all the crazy stuff going on. I mean, we see someone at the gas station, we try to get in our trucks quick, get away from them, because we don't want to hear anything. Even if it's, I had a guy at the past Tank River tell me that he's catching stingrays. I was like, hey, I can't get any information. Like, yeah, there's a lot of stingrays in here right now. And after, I had to actually call in and ask Lisa about that one. So it's a lot of stuff going on. We'd be as careful as we can, because definitely pretty cutthroat out there, I guess.
Is there extra training if that you guys get as rookies? I mean, you know, in terms of what you can and can't do. And I mean, there's something that the anglers have all been involved in terms of wanting this. I mean, there's a good reason it, you know, but is it something where they have a little rookie seminar at all, like they do in the NFL, and it kind of, all right, this is exactly how it works, or no?
No, nothing like that.
Do you, you think that at some point in time that it needs to be adjusted a little bit just to take out of it that, you know, because it's one thing to go out seeking information, talking to a guide, hiring somebody, buying waypoints. I mean, that's all a different thing than some dude saying to you, you know, at the Academy Sports that, man, I tell you, you ought to throw that red crankbait, you know, and then boom, he just said that, you know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, the rule definitely needs to stay, because it, I don't know. It sucks when it hurts. It really hurts the honest people if their rule wasn't there. Because I mean, most people wouldn't be going out and getting information, and then someone might be getting all the best spots on the lake. And it's hard to compete. It just really hurts the honest person.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about the Rookie of the Year race, because you know, you get the blue trophy before Tucker does, but he's got you right now by about 10 points in the ROI race. You both are looking really good in the Angler of the Year race as well. Is there some good chirping going on in the house there, you know, as far as who's doing what?
No, not really. I mean, it's still so early. I think we have, what, 5 more tournaments, so there's a lot more that can happen. I mean, our whole house is going to be going for it, so
yeah.
It's going to be a tough race. It's going to come down to the last tournament for sure, and we'll be happy with whoever ends up getting it, you know.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, don't you think that maybe you'd be a little more happy if you were to get it done as opposed to one of the other guys? I mean, come on,
it'd be pretty cool.
$190,000 now.
I'd be happy with Tucker, me, or Loberg, any of them getting it.
Yeah, if you didn't get it, right? Yeah, it would have to be if you didn't get it, you'd be happy with those guys getting it done. Interesting start to the season for you. I mean, in Florida, you were able to cash a check at Okeechobee, finished 26th. That was a good finish there. Palatka and Pasquotank just missed the cut, you know, in those two events. But just talk about the way the season has started for you.
Well, yeah, no, it feels pretty good. I'm glad I didn't have any, you know, true bombs, you know, close to the last place in the getting out of those first three, because they were a little bit different fisheries. I mean, shallow water and tannic water, it's not really what I'm used to. I haven't spent a ton of time in my life, you know, in Florida or anywhere like that, the river in North Carolina. So it was cool to get out of there, and I learned more in those three tournaments than any other time in my life, probably. It was a huge learning curve to figure out. And the day ones, I struggled, but day two, I really figured some stuff out and saved my tournaments.
You say you hadn't had a ton of experience in those types of waters. What about in Texas? You head off to Lake Fork now, and this everything will be in play there. There could be you know, a big offshore deal going on there. Obviously, have you had much experience over there or at the Sabine?
I went to Lake Fork last year in the summer, and I don't know. I think it's going to be a fun tournament. I hope there's a lot offshore, but there's definitely still going to be some shallow ones to be had. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be fun. It sets up a lot like some lakes around here, you know, in Alabama and Tennessee. So I think it'll be good.
How do you pack for that kind of a trip where you got Sabine, which would be a completely different kind of animal? I mean, a 3.5-pounder at Sabine would be huge, whereas you'll be shaking those off at the side of the boat at Fork.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be different. Going to have to carry a lot of tackle with me anyhow, but I'm going to have everything in the in the artillery with me. My old truck's going to be full of tackle and different baits and lures, so I think it's gonna be fun going from, you know, Jurassic Park to I don't know, the Pee Wee Field.
Yeah, well, a lot of action, you know.
Oh yeah,
3.5 feet would be deep probably there. You know, that's a totally different thing, and yeah, you'll use all of your skills, that's for sure, over those two events. Phoenix Pro Paul Marks with us off of his victory at Lake Hartwell. All right, finally, tell us a little bit about that 921 that you're running. Speaking of Phoenix, and you know, how it handled that big water at the tank.
Oh yeah, no, it was awesome when I ran across that sound, and I mean, I barely slammed at all. We were out there in some big, you know, 3.5-4 foot waves, and it handled it like a champ. I've had, I think, five 921 elites, so super awesome. I love the boat.
That was Paul Marks off his 1-pound win over Tucker Smith. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, well, let's take a look at what Pat Slapper did. That's right. He is the one that went out there and won at the Sabine. We'll have that for you next right here on Phoenix Post Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, 13 fishing rods and reels, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
I mean, I'm trying to, man. If
you overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to vfoutdoors.com. To learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walter, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Bass is now offering more games, more fun, and more ways to win with Bassmaster Fantasy Games. There's three games to play with Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, the Falcon Rods Bassmaster Drain the Lake Challenge, and introducing the newest game, the TH Marine Bassmaster Pick'em Challenge. Sign in or register to play all three games before each Elite and the Classic for your chance to take home prizes from Rapala, Falcon Rods, TH Marine, and BASS. There's more than $110,000 in prizes up for grabs, and it's free to play. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com for official rules and to join the fantasy action.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now time for the Rapala Winner's Circle. And we're going to do it with a guy that, you know, this has been a very interesting deal with Pat Schlopper because, you know, he got to the Elites a few years ago. And he's been very steady. I mean, he's been like a top 25 AOI guy the last couple of years, but not really threatening to win a blue trophy. Now, this year got off to a little bit of a tough start, and now he's turned around. Texas is his friend, and he gets the win at the Sabine River. He moves up to about 56 or so in the points, but it won't be long now with these last three events coming up that this will be in his wheelhouse as they head north after Ten Killer. He joins us now on the VMC Hook. Pat, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
Congratulations on the win. This is, man, you want to talk about, what's the saying, going from the ridiculous to the sublime? We'll say from the ridiculous to the Sabine, I guess. I mean, 38 pounds. I think Trey McKinney had 38 pounds on the final day at Fork, and you had 38 pounds in 4 days to win this tournament. I mean, what was it like emotionally, mentally, going from what you had at Fork and what you guys were catching at Fork to going to the Sabine and losing your mind over a 2.5-pounder?
I mean, it's just, you got to change your mindset. And this is my third time going to the Sabine. So, like, I understand that. You know, you got to change up your tackle a little bit. You just got to realize that, like, you know, you're looking for those 1.5-plus-pound fish. And you're hoping to get a couple of those two-plus-pounders. And if you get a 3 or a 4, those are ones that make the tournament. So once you get that in your mind and kind of adjust that and adjust everything to that mindset, it's a really fun place to fish because they usually bite when you get around them. So yeah. I was prepared for that after being there two other times.
You know, it seems like there is a lot of fish there. There's a lot of target fishing, which, you know, we all love to do for sure. You're really good with your electronics. I would imagine you had that pretty much turned off, though, for the most part, right? At least on the forward-facing side of things?
Yeah, I did. I mean, and that's just like, it's unfortunate that anytime a tournament gets talked about, it has to be brought up, even if it's not used. I mean, it's like, I use more waypoint management on my Hummingbird Apexes to kind of mark the stretches that had certain types of cover, where I got bites, the size of the fish that I caught there, isolated targets. You know, I had a really organized system of, like, when I was running down the bayou, I knew, like, okay, there's two isolated stumps over there. There's a deeper cut bank over here. I had 4 bites on that stretch. That was more of the electronics part of it. And then just my Minn Kota Quest, just being able to stay quiet and cover water, you know, efficiently with that thing.
Pat Schlopper with us here coming off of his win at the Sabine. So give us your theory on, I mean, I know this, it's brackish water, depending on how close you get, you know, to the Gulf. But, I mean, it's the same river system as, you know, Toledo Bend and Fork and so on. It's Texas long growing season. It looks, my gosh, you know, when you look at the drone shots we're watching on TV, it looks so fishy. What's your theory as to why so many small fish? Why is it a small fish place? Why isn't it a place loaded with 4 and 5 pounders?
I just think in that brackish water, I don't know. I just don't think they grow as big. And then the other bad part of it is, like, we can't fish the best parts of that system. Like, we can't go into Louisiana.
The Louisiana side, yeah.
Yeah, like Louisiana, they get consistently bigger bags, but because of the weird freaking rules down there where you can get shot for fishing in some somebody's canal or whatever, yeah. Like, we can't go over there. It's like, dude, if you can go over there, like, 3-pounders are pretty common. I mean, they're 6-pounder. I caught a 6-pounder there last time we were there in practice. Like, they're in there, but you're not going to get 5 of them in a day.
All right, so let's talk about your tactics and what you saw in practice and how it played out in the tournament itself, because you were throwing creature baits. You had that jig that you make, which is a really good-looking jig. You had a lot of course, blue and black and blue and that color scheme, you know, with the stained water. But it was the buzz bait on the final day that did all the damage. Were you on a buzz bait deal earlier in the week at practice at all?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, I had fished in that Taylor's area my rookie year, but I didn't really catch anything out there that year. It didn't play. And then this year, you know, the last time we were there, that was where the majority of the fish came from. And with the high water, like, I knew that saltwater barrier would protect it a little bit more from just super high water and just dirtier water. And I just thought it would be more stable. So I went there the first day and I literally ran up in there, stopped, got on a bank and picked up that buzz bait. And within the first 10 minutes, I had caught 3 pretty nice ones. And I was like, holy crap. So I just kind of worked my way. And everywhere I went, I caught them on it. And then it was I think the second place I stopped that day was where I ended up catching them the last day. And I went through there and I caught a really nice one and just had 6 or 7 good bites, you know, 1.5 to 2 pounders. And so I'm like, wow, this is good. And so every morning of practice, I would start with it and go on just a random new stretch. And I'd catch them every day. I'd catch them in the morning until about 9:30. On the buzz bait. And then I would flip the rest of the day. And that was my plan going into it. Like, I'm going to just do that for the first 2 hours and then I'll start flipping. But then the last day of practice, I found those pipes and I had 2 or 3 bites late in the day and they were really good quality. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I got to try to start up there if I can, because they were really concentrated. So the first 2 days I drove right past all my best buzz bait stuff, because I wanted to get up to those pipes.
Right. Huh. Very interesting stuff. And then when you did throw the buzz bait, now it's everybody knows it was a Brazalo Bushwhacker buzz bait. I thought it was pretty cool when you look right at the camera and said, I'm not sponsored by them. So you're like everybody else, you're buying those things. But talk about that buzz bait. Look, I'm going to be brutally honest with you too. All right, you folks from Brazalo, they're sold out right now. I'm going to tell the listeners right now. They're sold out. Every weight, size, color, a Bushwhacker buzzweight from Brazalo right now are sold out. I think I got the last 3, okay, because I bought them Sunday morning watching Pat Slopper fish that buzzbait, and I just love the way it looked and the way it clacked, and I think I got the last 3. I'm hoping that they're going to be here before my tournament at Old Hickory Lake, but just talk about that buzzbait, how different it is and how you stumbled across it.
Well, so basically, like, I've always liked throwing a buzzbait since I was a kid. I think everybody, sure, you know, loved throwing a buzzbait. And I used to really love the old original Lunker Lure buzzbait. That's what I really, really liked. And I actually had one exact bait that, like, when it was a buzzbait bite, that was the Lunker Lure bait that I used. Like, it was broken. It sounded great. And I broke off on a giant one on Lake Fork 3 years ago with it. And since then, I was like, I bought a ton of different buzz baits from all kinds of different companies. And I could never find one that ran. I could never find one that would run straight. And you'd catch one fish and they'd be trashed. And they were really inconsistent. And I was watching an MLF tournament that was on Lake Murray, and I think it was Dylan Hayes was catching them on that Brazalo, and it just sounded really good, and he was showing it, and I'm like, I'm going to order some. So I bought several, you know, some with the big blade, some with the small blade, some with the gold blade, some with the nickel blade, and I started throwing it, and I'm like, God dang, this thing's awesome. You know, it's just, they really put a lot of detail in it, so, and paid attention to, like, really important factors. Mm-hmm. So that's really the only buzz bait I've thrown since then.
Yeah, I love that.
I mean, I don't really even, I have other ones, but I don't throw them because it's just, that one's just so good.
I just love the way that drop is too, you know, to the hook and where the weight is. And, you know, so it seems like that would help it run straight. You know, it's almost like a keel under the water. And, you know, and if you're dressing it with a frog, you know, that's where that's going to be, just under the water, you know, with just a blade, you know, making all the racket on top.
Yeah, that's how they design it. You know, they've got towed below the water, and with that bend in it, you know, it helps keep, as long as you put your, you know, I was using a Big Bite Buzz Toad or one other toad, depending upon what I wanted it to do, how fast I wanted to fish it was the reason I used one or the other. But either way, as long as you get that toad on straight, that toad, because it's further under the water, it helps keel it and keep it straight. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when them fish eat it, like if you paid attention to like the way them fish ate it in that coverage, it wasn't like a big explosive blow up. Because that toad was lower, they would just come up and eat the toad instead of the blade too, and just kind of pull it under and swirl. But every one of those fish had, I mean, it could not get any further down its throat, even the 12 inchers. I mean, you can watch, like I got to dig it out of there.
Yeah.
And that was a full size toad on there.
And
so, it's just designed really well. And that brass bead, it just sounds so good. And it's just a good bait,
yeah.
You know? So, and I wasn't going to promote it, but like they asked, you know, that I could tell they were asking the camera guy from the studio, like, you know, what is that? And so I'm just too honest of a person not to say what it is, because, I'm just, you know, I've got a lot of integrity and I don't, you know, I'm not going to lie to people.
Yeah. You're running that on straight braid, as well.
I was running on 50-pound Sunline SX1 okay. braid, and then, you know, a St. Croix 7.3 medium heavy fast rod. And that's actually what I was flipping with all week too, the same rods. You know, it's fairly parabolic. So, you know, like when they eat it, it just gives it a little more time. And that's just the rod, the setup I like
yeah.
for throwing a bug bait.
My favorite one was when, you know, I think Tommy Sanders said he pulled it right through the uprights. When you cut that one out of that isolated tree or, you know, wood that was out there a little yeah. bit off the bank, and it was a perfect cast, and you brought it right through the middle of it. And it was like, it was so textbook, you know, it's great when a plan comes together and it's like, there should be one there. Boom. And there he was.
Yeah. And that was like, I think that's where I kind of fit, you know, had an edge over a lot of people. I had a lot of them type of targets,
mm-hmm.
and I just understand that kind of fish, and like isolated targets is kind of my deal. You know, most time it's isolated offshore targets, but this one, it was bank related, you know, or close to the bank isolated targets. And yeah, making accurate casts and, you know, working it right is a big deal. And that's what won me the tournament.
Well, 10 killers coming up. You weren't with the elites when they were there last go round, but you got 10 killer, and then you go to St. Clair, and then your wheelhouse, of course, at La Crosse in the upper Mississippi River. So you're charging up the list, and I appreciate you doing this. I wish you the best of luck the rest of the season. It's going to be fun to watch you see what you can do between now and the end of the year.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I had a rough start, but, you know, I changed my mindset a little bit and just fishing different. And, you know, I want to make the classic. That, you know, obviously that's the goal every year, but winning a blue trophy is more important than making the classic. I fished four of them, and, you know, it's good. You get the opportunity to win the biggest tournament, but winning one of these is more important. And I want to be there, but honestly, I'm not super excited to go to Knoxville and fish that place again. I want to, but there's one to miss, that's the one I would want to miss, just because I don't know. I've had one good tournament there, one bad tournament there, but it's just not a great
well,
fishery. But
I got news for you. You're not going to miss it. I'm just telling you right now. Pat Slaughter.
I hope not. I hope not. I mean, La Crosse has been in my sights since the last time we were there. I think my mm-hmm. second year. I mean, I fished the upper. I'm an hour from there, and I fish it all the time. I fish the upper pools a lot. Like, you know, after that last stumble I had, you know, I mean, it wasn't like a horrible tournament, but I didn't do as well as I wanted. Like, I've worked really, really, really hard. I've just spent a ton of time on the river, and that's the one that's been in my sights. So, obviously I want to win the other ones too, but like La Crosse that's the one that I've been excited about all year. So I'm hoping I can, you know, have a good event down there and make a run at that one.
All right, Pat, appreciate you. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you.
Pat Schlopper. He's going to be the man to beat at La Crosse. All right. We're going to break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $59 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/BASS to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $12 on that $59 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia Pro membership today for just $47. Now, the 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by Action Graphics in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, as for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform, speed, and comfort that this new Phoenix model provides. And the storage options are endless. It's rigged with four Garmin units, including one LiveScope transducer and power pole blades, shallow water anchors. Look for it on the water near you. Well, I hope you liked our look back at three of this season's champions. This has been a great season with a mix of offshore scopers and shallow water hammers winning multiple events. Bass designed a schedule this year that would involve all types of fishing with the scope available at every event, but certainly not the be-all to end-all that it has been in the past. We'll see what the future brings and if some sort of limitation goes into effect, but certainly the nature of the fishery has played a big role. Now, next up is Lake St. Clair, which is a smallmouth wonderland, and electronics will be in full effect there. Then at the Upper Mississippi, it'll be like Angler's Choice with many ways to win. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the Angler's page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at sportsbyline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.